Welcome to Banca IFIS conference call dedicated to the presentation of 2014 full year financial results. We would like to introduce Giovanni Bossi, Banca IFIS CEO, and Mara Di Giorgio, Banca IFIS Investor Relations.
Good morning to everybody. Giovanni Bossi speaking. I'm the CEO of Banca IFIS. Thanks to be here for the conference call. Just a very quick indication from my side as regards the figures, the results we are presenting today. We are very happy for two main reasons. The first is that the asset quality we are in the condition to deliver to the market is very good under our point of view. This is a point that considering the actual situation, the environment in which we are working is a very positive element. The second snapshot I want to stress is that even if the level of the yield we obtain, the margin we obtain from the government bond portfolio is reducing because the volume is in reduction. This year, the last year, that is for 2014, we delivered to the market a total profit that is growing. This is a point in we are very happy to, very confident to maintain for the future, and I'm very happy to deliver to the market today. Please, I leave the floor to Mara Di Giorgio, Investor Relations, that could highlight the point, the principle, the central point of our annual report.
Okay. Good morning or good afternoon, really. I would like to draw your attention, okay, through the slides, which are already posted on the internet site together with the main voluntary disclosure that at this point of the year, so the 20th of January, we were able to set up. Let's start from slide number two. The first four slides really are drawing and pointing out the main KPIs and factors that influence the numbers, giving you a picture, a complete picture of the core activities. Trade receivables, slide number two, which is accounting year-end for 55% of net banking income, so it's the main core asset, okay, is the segment, the business unit where Banca IFIS is financing SMEs, okay, where we are reporting figures related to the trade finance of SMEs. We were able to finance in the last 90 days of the year, so last quarter, okay, over 4,200 companies, small companies, which means we were up in the last quarter 13.1% as compared to the same number the year before. Main sectors where we focused our efforts, okay, were manufacturing, construction, transportation, and agriculture. Many times we are asked if we are working throughout all Italy, and the answer is yes. We are working throughout all cities, all regions in Italy, and here we have set up for you the first 10 cities where the lending was supportive to the real economy, okay? Then we will see later the financial results of this segment. Anyway, we were up by over 50% in terms of net result of financial operations, growing loans by over 26%. Slide number three, DRL. You may know that DRL means distressed retail loans, so is our area where we are buying NPLs, and we try to summarize in the infographic on the left side, the cycle where we are buying from originators, okay? We are supportive towards the household and families of the country, okay? Having in our portfolio over 770,000 positions up to now. Nominal value of the total portfolio that we manage is 5.6 billion, up over 43%, 44%, around 44% at the end of the year. Balance sheet value, so book value of the same portfolio is 135 million euros, up 5.8%. And we need to say immediately that numbers in this business unit were influenced by the sale in late 2014 of a portfolio of bills of exchange, okay, where we decided to sell a nominal value of around 220 million euros with for a book value of 48 million euros. We are speaking about a sale of 26,700 positions in terms of receivables, and those were sold for around 52 million euros. Next slide, so slide number four, tax receivable business unit, which is a small, is a niche, but is accounting for 4% of the net banking income at that level. It's the business unit where we are specialized in purchasing tax receivables, trade receivables, and claims concerning insolvency proceedings. Okay. We are market leader. We are owning more than 50% of the market share. The nominal value of the managed portfolio is over 167 million euros, and that is booked in the balance sheet for around 120 million euros. Let's go to governance and services. You may know that in governance and services, we are including two different, let's say, assets, if you want. One is the bond portfolio, which declined for over 3.5 million during 2014, reaching the level of 5 billion euro at the end of 2014, which, of course, had a positive impact in terms of interest margins in the P&L account, but decreasing in terms of importance, and we will see later. Then on the opposite, I said we have two assets because we have another one, which is the retail funding included in governance and services, which at the end of the year was around 3.4 million, okay? And when we are saying that is an asset, yes, that is an asset, but as you may see, that is a declining total amount, okay, after a decision made and taken by the management of the bank, where according to the decrease of the portfolio, we decided to have also a decreasing cost of retail funding. Going to slide number six, the highlights of the results, okay? Net profit reached the level of 96 million euros, up 13%. Equity, 438 million euros, up 15%. Funding, 7.7%, including retail and wholesale, and loans up by 22%. So we were able to deliver positive numbers, all align the P&L, I would say, and the strengthening the balance sheet, okay, growing loans in all sectors, and we will see later the details, and having a positive impact in financing the real economy, which is our mission, really. Said that, ROE remains at a level of over 20%, as stated 2 years ago, okay? So we are consistently delivering, let's say, what we said. Again, ROE at the end of 2014 was 23.5%. As Mr. Bossi mentioned, we were able to decrease by almost 100 basis points the risk of credit, reaching the level of 145 basis points. book value, either book value and earnings per share grew. Going to slide number seven. Okay, net banking income anyway. Net banking income reached the level of 281 million, okay, up 6.3%. Here we have consistently double-digit growth reported during the year in the 12 months, okay, in all core activities, so trade receivables, DRL, and tax receivables, growing almost 20% each segment. And at the same time, we had a decrease in governance and services impact. Here again, the portfolio affected the total, let's say, total interest margins coming from the portfolio were 104 million euro as compared to 126 the previous year. Okay. At the same time, we had also lower retail funding costs. Commenting on the trade receivable sector, so first line, we reached the level of 155. Here we have two different, let's say, trends. Growing trend in either in terms of margins and let's say total margins, total net banking income in the support of private companies, so SMEs, and at the same time, okay, an increasing impact of the pharmaceutical sector in terms of additional and faster payments, so cash in, coming from the public administration. We were able, anyway, to, let's say, to drive growth in both sectors, but in the second one, so when we are speaking about Banca Ifis Pharma, so the business area which is dedicated to support the companies and the suppliers working for big enterprises in the pharmaceutical sector, we have to say that we, in the last quarter, we assist, let's say, and we were quite aggressive in buying, I would say, trade receivables in the sector at at 100% of the capital value, okay, being able to increase the positive impact in the today P&L and futures P&L, thanks to the legal interests coming from these operations. So we are not really going to have, let's say, a positive impact from the nominal value of the trade receivables portfolio bought, but to have a positive impact only coming from legal interest.